SP attention at NIG at NS. That gibberish in your inbox may be good news by George Johnson. If you could sit back with Zen, like detachment, and observe the dross piling up in your electronic mailbox, the spam wars might come to seem like a fascinating electronic game. Like creatures running through a maze with constantly shifting walls, spammers dart and weave to sneak their solicitations past ever wilier junk mail filters. They are organisms, or maybe genomes, grinding out one random mutation after another, desperately trying to elude the Grim Reaper. Viagra becomes VI at GRA or VI at GRA then, as the filters adapt, V1 at GR, at and even / L at GR at currently, the internet is swarming with mutants, like this, cheap L. UM, Viagra, XA and at X. Some at I3T pills mini M3rds Ritzverger 77B, the final string of gibberish hanging like an appendage of junk DNA. Taking a different approach, a come on for barnyard pornography devolves into form GALZ being erotic. Another pitch promises to reveal secrets of AKS stars. Dispiriting as it is to start the morning with 100 of these orthographic monsters crouching in your inbox, there is reason to take heart. Measured in bits and bytes, the sheer volume of spam may not have diminished. But advanced filtering software, which learns to recognize the mercurial traits of junky mail, is having an effect. The spammers' messages are becoming harder and harder to decipher. Sense is inevitably degenerating into nonsense, like a pileup of random mutations, and an endangered species gasping its last breaths. Earlier this month, when internet experts met in Cambridge, Mass. For the 2004 Spam Conference available as a web broadcast at spamconference.org, they showed just how far the science of spam fighting has come. For all the recent talk of suing spammers and compiling a national do not spam list, most speakers were putting their hopes in technological, not legal solutions. The federal government's new junk email law, the Can't Spam Act, barely rated a mention. Terry Sullivan, a spam researcher with a doctorate in information science, described how he used a handy 10-dimensional high-fidelity model of historical spam space to analyze how junk email changes over time. Long stretches of stability are suddenly interrupted by brief bursts of innovation, a pattern he compared to what some evolutionary biologists call punctuated equilibrium. The encouraging news is that there is enough stability and enduring core of spaminess for the invaders to be quickly identified and destroyed. Another presentation, called Cockroaches Hate the Light, considered how to authenticate senders so that spammers can't easily fake their identities. Other speakers proposed eco-electronic solutions, like digital postage stamps, that would put a price on sending email trivial for an individual user but making hit or miss barrages prohibitively expensive. Like epidemiologists discussing how to predict and control a biological outbreak, conference goers compare the merits of various filtering techniques. Which is better, first order Bayesian, token grab bag, sparse binary polynomial hash, or Markovian weighting? The meaning of the terms may be opaque to outsiders, but the underlying message comes through. The spammers are up against some increasingly advanced cybernetic artillery. Many experts believe that solving the spam problem will require a combination of approaches. But laws take forever to pass and amend. Technological fixes, like sender authentication and electronic stamps, would also take time to carry out, but filtering is already here, and it is reducing the spammers' messages to feeble signals swamped by a roar of alphanumeric noise. The turning point came in August 2002 when a computer scientist, Paul Graham, issued a manifesto called A Plan for Spam, describing how to filter email using a statistical method discovered in the 18th century by the English theologian and mathematician Thomas Bayes. Bayesian email filters had been studied for years, but with Mr. Graham's paper the idea went mainstream. Presented with thousands of examples of good and bad email, a Bayesian filter compiles a list ranking each word according to how likely it is to appear in junk email. Rising to the top of the roster are high scorers like Valium, Xanax, Mortgage, Porn, and Viagra. Settling toward the bottom are words like Deciduous, Cashmere, and Intensify. Hovering in the middle are the vast number of neutral words that can swing either way. When a new piece of email arrives, the filtering program counts up the words and computes an overall ranking. If the number exceeds a certain threshold, the message is rejected as spam. A message from a friend saying that she is so worried about refinancing her mortgage that she took a Valium will pique the filter's interest. But most of the text will probably consist of words with neutral or very low rankings, dragging down the score and allowing the email to go through. If a spam promising L0WM0RTG at GE rate slips by, the filter is informed by the user that it has made an error. The mutation is then moved higher on the list, as well as future mutations of the mutation, until the spammer is reduced to sending gobbledygook. A recent email message making the rounds promisely catharsis rune to make a fuller congestive you non ebay. A web link inside led to a site with information on a money-making auction scheme. Increasingly the subject lines convey no meaning at all, begonia breadfruit extempore defocus purveyor. For the spammer, the hope, slim as it seems, is that a few curious souls will open and read the email, which begins, "I finally was able to LSOE the wheat," and goes on to offer a product guanarte to work, or your menoe back. Read out loud, the message sounds a little like how the computer in 2001, A Space Odyssey, sinking into aphasia as its synapses are severed one by one. In what may be their final death throes, some spammers have begun sending messages consisting of a single image, or a one-line sales pitch pika spams with a link to a website. Often appended at the end, in an attempt to flummox the filters, is a scrap of Dadaist poetry, feverish squirt feet transconductance terrify broken trifascist axis stultify flock bookshelves. Sometimes this word salad, as it has come to be called, is rendered an invisible ink white letters on a white background, or hidden inside an embedded formatting command. No matter. The filters learn to adapt. If the spammers want to stay in business, ultimately they must convey at least a hint of meaning. After all, you cannot send a completely random message, or one that is blank, and expect many people to click the link